You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Eric is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's being ghosted by a woman named Shelly. What's up, Eric? How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Not too bad, man. Thank you for agreeing to do the first date follow-up. Tell us a little bit about Shelly.
Yeah. So Shelly and I, we've run into each other quite a few times at the same little dive bar. We both work nights. So, you know, kind of chit chat a little bit. And I finally got the courage to ask her on a real date, not just cheap beers at the dive bar. You know?
Okay. Good job, Eric.
Tell us about your date then.
So I got reservations at a pretty nice place. And we both, the funny thing is we ran into each other at the bar dressed for it. We didn't even plan that, but, you know, made a good first impression, right?
Wait, so you were dressed to go to a different place? Is that what you meant?
Yeah, like, so it was like, hey, get the nerves, the jitters out a little bit, go grab a drink at the dive bar before the date, and she must have had the same idea. So we both showed up in our date clothes. The dive bar was actually kind of funny.
That's awesome. Okay, so then at that point, did you guys walk over to the fancy restaurant together, or what happened next?
I mean, we drove. It was a little bit of a ways, but yeah, we did. We drove over there, and I mean, I thought date went great. Like, conversation was great. We both have some strong opinions on stuff, so getting to know each other was pretty easy. There was none of that awkward silence where you're just like staring at each other trying to figure out what to say next. I thought it flowed pretty damn well. We found out we're both big film nerds. She's a big sci-fi geek, and I'm a horror movie guy. So I'm a manager at a movie theater. So in the course of our conversation, I mentioned that I collect movie stuff, and she was like, hey, well, I wouldn't mind seeing that, you know. So went and showed her.
Wait, at your house?
Yeah, you know, it went well. After dinner, she seemed interested in seeing the collection. So
okay. Smooth line.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, hey, it worked, right? We did. We had some fun. We watched a movie. And then after that, we hooked up.
Okay,
well, but then I haven't heard from her since. No text, no nothing. She hasn't been back to the bar, like straight ghost.
Okay. Was it, not to get too personal, but like, was your fun good?
It was super hot. Like, she's hot. The sex was awesome. Like, top five for me, definitely.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't get it.
That sounds like she definitely was enjoying herself. Then why do you think you're getting ghosted?
And that's it. I don't know. I hope it wasn't something. Like I said, we had some strong opinions on a few of the things we talked about, but I didn't think anything that would offend her. And you wouldn't have thought that that would have stopped her from coming over if she was offended during the dinner conversation.
Right. So you said you had strong opinions. Was there any time on the date where you guys kind of argued, or you think maybe you said something that was offensive in a way?
I mean, we were talking about horror movies, and I mentioned that Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, that series, you know, he's my favorite slasher. And she was kind of like, That stuff is ridiculous. I don't know how any adult or how any grown up could watch that or whatever. And I was like, oh, come on. You know, I mean, we kind of got into it about that, yeah. But. I did make a comment that Star Wars was better than Star Trek. And, you know, when we were talking about the sci-fi movies, she didn't seem to like that very much either.
Okay. So maybe it's one of those things.
I mean, I hope not.
I mean, could she have also just have gotten what she kind of wanted out of the situation?
Maybe. I hope not. I'd like to see her again. She is, I've already mentioned a couple times, she's great in bed, but the conversation was great. She seems super nice. She's smart. She's funny. So, like, yeah, I want this to be more than just a one-time thing. I don't know if you've ever had where you just click with somebody. You get that feeling where it's like, man, I want to, you know, this person gets me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm vibing with her. And it just felt deeper than, you know, a one-time hookup.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. Then we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and ask her if she'll go on another date with you if you still want one after you hear the reason. Okay.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Eric is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Shelley, and it might be because he thinks Freddy Krueger is the best movie slasher of all time. Eric, hey, before we call her to try to get you another date and find out why you're getting ghosted, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Shelley.
Yeah, so we went to a nice restaurant. We had to back it up a little bit. We had a few drinks as acquaintances at this local dive bar. Went on a real date. I thought we hit it off. Great conversation. She came back to my place. We had some fun, if you know what I'm saying. And ever since we hooked up, I've not heard from her. And that sucks because I really like her.
And it's weird she hasn't been to the bar either that you guys met at.
I mean, that makes me a little bit nervous. Like, it's really bad because to give up your own dive bar.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to call her right now. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Shelly, please?
This is Shelly. Who's this?
Shelly, hi, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Shelly. My name is Nina. I'm on that show, too.
And I'm Victoria. I'm also.
She's also on the show, too. There's three people on the phone.
Hi. Right?
How are you?
Okay. I'm confused.
Yeah, fair.
So we do a segment on our show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, that person can ask us to get you on the phone and find out why.
No, I think I know exactly who you're talking about. Like, it's Eric. We went on a date and I haven't reached back out to him. So, I mean, it has to be him.
Yes, it is Eric.
What happened?
Honestly, like, at first things were really great and I was really into it. Like, he's really cute and the dinner seemed really nice and expensive and, you know, it was great conversation and the night was really great. Like, the first part of the date was amazing. And then we got to his place and he told me that he was a horror fan, but he's not just like a horror fan. He's a horror nut. His place was nice and all, and it wasn't like cluttered, but it was wall to wall, nothing but horror posters and guts and gore and memorabilia.
Wait, so you hooked up with him anyway? Sorry, he told us that part too.
Oh God. I mean, the sex is great. Like, okay. Honestly, that was phenomenal. Like, some of the best sex I've ever had.
Wow.
But, he said the same thing.
I don't know. It was just like it was just too much. Like, even like the sex was great, but like there was literally a Chucky doll staring at us. Like,
no.
Like, that's not the first thing I want to see after having sex with somebody.
What? Because she was scared.
And then after the sex, like, we even stayed and again, we watched a horror movie, of course. And it was just like, I don't know if I could handle that. Like, I literally felt scared by the end of it. And I was kind of scared going home. And I was kind of scared to go back to the bar that, like, I usually hang out with and before I see him all the time.
Are you scared of him? Like, what part is scary to go back to, like, to the bar? I mean, I understand the horror memorabilia, but
I don't know. I guess it's just like the whole house has constant, everything is horror. He's got like this giant skeleton that like sits in his living room that he like talks to, and his name is Jeff, and like,
he thinks
that's really funny. Yeah, he thinks, like, his skeleton's so funny, and his name is Jeff, and he, like, makes jokes, and I don't know. I was just like kind of creepy, but I was like going with it. I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit too much, and it's kind of scares me. Like, if you're that into it, it's like, what if you want to do that kind of stuff in real life? And I'm like, I don't want to be like a victim. Like, I don't know. It just freaked me out.
Yeah, started to spiral down that hole of don't chop me up. Yeah. I get that.
It was like honestly the most interesting and memorable first date I've ever been on.
Thank you for being honest with us. I appreciate that.
No, yeah, no problem. I mean, I'm happy to, say, but I just definitely got really freaked out.
All right. Well, I also need to let you know that Eric is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Shelly, do you think I'm a murderer?
I don't. There's just a lot of, scary stuff in your house. And, it's kind of scary. It's off-putting.
I mean, it's movie stuff. It's goofy. It's campy. I mean, I really, really am sorry. I had a great time with you. And I live there, so I don't think about it. Hearing you describe it, I get it. I get how that can look through someone else's eyes. I promise I'm not a psycho. I'm just a horror dork and I'll be totally honest. I completely forgot Chucky was there. So my grandmother actually gave me that Chucky doll when I was a kid. And that's sort of what started my love of horror movies when I was about that age. So that was actually a gift from my grandma. And so I just kind of keep it up in there. But I mean, I can see how it could be creepy.
I think that's kind of sweet, though.
I know. I was like, I kind of think that's sweet. Thing, like your grandmother got it. And now I get it. Like, that's kind of what got me into my love for sci-fi was like my grandpa was really into sci-fi. We used to watch Star Trek together. I'm sorry. I feel bad for saying something about Chucky now. Like, I get it.
And I know you were not happy when I said that Star Wars is better than Star Trek. I was hoping it wasn't that. I was hoping that wasn't what ran you off. I will dig my heels in on this. Jeff is hilarious. That I will stand behind that.
Who's Jeff? I didn't know you guys had another guy on your date.
That's the life-size skeleton in his living room that literally takes up an entire chair. He is not hilarious. He is weird and creepy and too big and does not belong in a living room.
Oh, you're killing me. Jeff is the best. Right, Jeff? Oh, you know I am.
If I never heard that Jeff voice again, it would be too soon. Look, Chucky can get a pass, but Jeff is no. No excuses for Jeff.
Oh, come on, Shelly. You know I'm great. You know you love me. Don't tell a fibula.
I think that was a quality fibula joke. I haven't heard one in a while.
That was definitely a first for me.
No, the bone jokes are terrible. No, they need to stop. I can't. See, I can't do bone jokes most of my life with Jeff.
Shelly, I think I'm kind of sick. I believe I have a femur.
You're ridiculous.
Shelly, would you like to go on another date with Eric and his
bones
skeleton buddy Jeff? We'll pay for it.
I don't know. Like, Jeff, you are so cute and the sex was so good and I had so much fun on the date.
Wait, you said Jeff.
Oh.
See, you just can't get Jeff off your mind now, can you? It has to be the bone, right?
I meant Eric. Yes, fine. Yes.
You will?
Yes. I'm laughing enough to realize that you're obviously not a murderer.
Shelly, thank you so much. I really do like you. And I promise you have my word. No Jeff voice. And I'll even put him in the closet next time you come over if you want.
Okay. That's it. You got a deal there.
Whoever thought they were going to make a deal to go on a date. I'll keep my bones in the closet for you, girl.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.